This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and I have a fabulous guest tonight. If you have any kind of depression issues or any issues with cancer, you don't want to miss this show. Welcome, Burton. How are you?
I am perfect. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you so much for coming on. People are starving for what you have to say. If you would just take a few minutes before we get started, tell us a little bit about you, where people can find you, tell us your books and your website.
Well, my name is Burton Goldberg, and I live in San Francisco. I'm 81 years old. I've been studying alternative medicine for 30 years. And how I got into alternative medicine is interesting. I was in love with a woman 30 years ago who had a daughter who, at the age of 19, slit her wrist.
Oh, dear.
She was depressed, anxiety. And her psychiatrist, when she slit her wrist, said, "I give up." And told the mother, "Did you ever hear of vitamin therapy?" Well, I never heard of it, and her mother never heard of it. And so I asked a friend of mine who said, "Yeah, I have a son out in California." I lived in Miami at the time. I was a builder, developer, restaurateur 30 years ago. And he practices alternative medicine. Didn't know what that was, but I flew out to California with the young girl. And we discovered she was hypoglycemic, a blood sugar imbalance. And when she was treated simply with vitamins and minerals and special diet, staying away from certain foods that she was allergic to, she got over anxiety and depression and mental illness.
Oh.
And she ended up living happily ever after, having many children, living in Florida, training horses. So that's my experience in getting into the world of alternative medicine. Well, I studied heart disease and cancer and arthritis and back pain. And finally, in 1990, I got a message to do a book. And I assembled a book called Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide. It ended up being 1,100 pages at the time, sold 750,000 copies. And it was a big success. And then subsequently, I did 17 other books on cancer and headaches and magnetic energy and arthritis, enzyme therapy. But the bottom line is, by doing all these books with doctors who successfully practice these using alternative medicine at the time. And today, I did three films within the last 4 or 5 years. One on cancer, which I'm very knowledgeable in integrative medicine. And that means using the best of both worlds, the conventional and alternative. And at the time I did my cancer book, which was, and by the way, these books can be bought on my website from Amazon. Go to burtongoldberg.com. You can see the books, all of them. All 18 books have.
If you don't mind, spell your name out, cause since you can spell it several ways.
Goldberg is B-U-R-T-O-N is my first name, and my last name is G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G. And so it's burtongoldberg.com, and you just click on books, and you'll see them all there, and you can click on it. You can order them. You don't have to buy new ones. Buy used ones from Amazon. But my films are really something. And my films update my books. And I did one on cancer. I did one on stem cells, ethical stem cells, using umbilical cord and autologous, means coming from your own bone marrow. And amazing things are happening now with stem cells. And it's available now. You don't have to wait. Certain cells you can't do in this country because of the politics, but others you can. Autologous cells you can do right in this country.
I just want to say, you're not a doctor, are you, Burton?
I have an honorary doctorate in humanity. I'm not a medical doctor, but a medical school gave me one because the chairman of the board of this medical school's wife was life was saved by one of my books.
I just don't want.
She had lymphedema, swollen leg, and she was about to die. Nobody could help her. And there was a doctor in my book who did certain techniques. They brought her out to this doctor out in Oregon. And the woman ended up living because they opened up the blockage. She had a parasite. She had a parasite, and they used conventional drugs. That's integrative medicine. To kill off the parasite, and then they fractionalize the blockage to get rid of the fluid. You know, a lot of people who have surgery from breast cancer end up with lymphedema of the arms. And all of this can be reversed using the system known as alternative medicine.
I just want to protect you here. I don't want somebody to come after us for protecting medicine, because we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So I wanted to tell everybody to use it for information, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what I do is I guide people who are ill. If for instance, somebody has depression or cancers, even end-stage cancers, you've got a chance. But it's totally different than conventional medicine. Now, I'm not knocking conventional medicine when it comes to the emergency room and the trauma. You can't beat them. You know, you have a car accident. They keep you alive, they take away your pain, they do great heroic surgeries. But in degenerative disease, all these doctors do are become drug pushers.
Mm-hmm.
And these drugs have violent side effects.
Well,
and these side effects cause death.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, these are medical studies. It's called a meta study, taking all the studies from medical journals in the world. And in the United States, every year, we lose on needless deaths in hospitals and nursing homes, 882,000 deaths a year. That equals, I'm going to put a face on it, that equals 5 jumbo jets crashing, killing all aboard every day from Monday to Sunday. Now, this is very little known, but these are facts, and the study was done by Dr. Gary Knoll with a whole bunch of physicians. 882,000 needless deaths in hospitals and nursing homes. This is infections. This is deaths from accidents, side effects of drugs, malnutrition, all those. It totals 882,000 deaths a year. Isn't that astounding?
I believe it, though. I did malpractice for a living for a while. I saw it. I believe it.
Yeah. So that's why it's so important to educate yourself. And so, so the films I have is one on depression and anxiety and panic disorder. And I did one on ethical stem cells, where you can regenerate the body. I was with one of my clients just today on the phone from Hawaii, has Parkinson's for 18 years, and he's getting better now using nutrition and a system of medicine called alternative medicine, and he's getting better from Parkinson's disease. He also is using, since he's cleaned up his body from toxins, he's using stem cells and having amazing results on Parkinson's, which conventional medicine doesn't have a clue. I have patients who, people I guide, who go to the doctors I recommend with end-stage cancers, and they stay alive.
Really?
So, I mean, if they tell you, give up, don't go home and die, don't believe them. You may have a chance. You may have a chance. And if you want to see what that's like, go on my website, burtongoldberg.com, and you can see a nip of the movie on cancer or on stem cells or on depression. And you can take it down right on the website. Or you can order it and they send you a disc. But these are extremely important for people who are suffering.
And your email is on that website, too? They can email you? Can they email you on your website?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my email is burton@burtongoldberg.com. But there's a spam arrest, so you'll get back a message, and then you type in the number so it's not spam, and then we can communicate. I'll give you my phone number as well.
Okay, go ahead.
My phone is 415-725-3555, and if people can't afford it, I give them information free. I give it to them spiritually. I have a small fee, a one-time fee, and if they can't afford it, I do it free.
Well, thank you, Bert. I think I told you earlier that one of the things I personally wanted to talk to you about, and I know so many people struggle with this, is depression. Where do we start?
Well, this depression, ladies and gentlemen, is quite often inherited. It can skip generations, but if you know people with depression, it's pretty well in the mother or the father of either mother or father or the mother and father themselves, and it passes through the to your children, and addiction takes place from that. What happens is people are self-medicating with either drugs or alcohol or work or sex or overeating, various things, and it is reversible. In other words, you can change and modify those genes. So the bottom line is just about everything is reversible, but you have to know how to do it. And conventional medicine just uses drugs. And these drugs mask the symptom.
So how do we, how do we know there's several different kinds of depression? How do we know which route to take with supplements so that we know
well,
which one to take?
Well, what I would do on that is this. On my website, burtongoldberg.com, is a section called Depression Questionnaire. And you click on that from the homepage, and you're shunted over to a doctor's website by the name of Charles Gant, who's featured in my documentary on depression, and also anxiety and panic disorder. And he has a questionnaire, and you answer them. If you answer yes to any of the seven questions, he tells you what substances you need. But there's a difference in the substances, so don't buy them in a wholesale, because I did that. I had a friend's son who had a DUI, drunk driving test, and smoking cigarettes at the age of 17, and drinking beer when he shouldn't, and wrapped up a car and totaled it. And so the father went out and bought discount stuff instead of the stuff from the doctor. He'd been on that stuff to get over depression, and sure enough, didn't work.
You're talking about the kind that you get at a regular drugstore or grocery store?
No, you don't. You want to go. What you want to do, if you have depression, you buy these from the company that the doctor recommends, because he knows what the ingredients are. Not all supplements are equal. A lot of people cheat. So you must have the quality, and there is a difference. And you're going to pay more for the quality materials. But he has pretty well arranged for all the various kinds of depression that there are, substances, because how you answer your question. If you say yes, then you should be taking those products. And I have many, many, many people who did not need to go to a doctor. They could do that over the internet and get results.
Now, does this doctor...
His name is Charles Gant, G-A-N-T. And Dr. Gant is a medical doctor, lives up in Syracuse, New York, and he's quite terrific. He does not use drugs. He uses nutrition, and the results are astounding. Let me tell you a little story. A friend of mine in Florida, a mature woman, has a daughter who's in her 42 years old, who has terrible depression, bipolar, and couldn't work, and the house filthy, two kids, husband took off. And what happens is she got on Dr. Gant's protocol. He measured her brain and found out what she was deficient in. They do that with tests. And, of course, I'm trying to save you the money of getting in contact with Dr. Gant, but you can get him through that website. Because from mine, you shunt it over to his. And today, 3 months later, different person.
They don't have to go and see him, right? They can do this through the mail. With
this woman lives in Michigan, and Dr. Gant lives in Syracuse, in New York. And he does it over the phone. And the results are absolutely astounding.
Now, what if somebody is on some kind of pharmacy?
Well, Dr. Gant is a medical doctor, and he'll know how to take you off the drugs. Okay. Eventually, he may not do it immediately, depending on what it is and what your situation is, but he may wean you off gradually.
Okay.
That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are on Paxil, you just can't take them off it, because they're going to fall on the floor in pain. So you've got to do it gradually, and that's what Dr. Gant does.
And so many people think that supplements, because they're natural, are going to take a long time to work, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
Supplements, the quality supplements, when given scientifically by a competent physician of one stripe or another, work. And what happens is, by feeding those supplements to that patient's screaming for them. And when you feed them, you change the genes and you satisfy what their needs are, and you take the monkey off their back, or you, because you get rid of the pain.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned to me earlier, I was telling you something about I had depression, and then I had some fatigue. A lot of fatigue, and you mentioned something about Lyme disease. That
well, the fatigue could be part of the side effects of the prescription drugs you're on,
mm-hmm.
or it could be something else, and that's why you need a doctor.
So, what kind of symptoms necessarily would Lyme disease? Because I was surprised to hear that. Would we be able to tell by symptoms?
Yeah, I did a book on chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and Lyme disease. If you have Lyme disease, and it's not unusual in this country because, frankly, it's pandemic. Almost everybody has it, but it's not active in everyone. And contrary to what people think, it's a tick bite, and it can be a wheel, a round circle like a target. No, you can get Lyme disease from kissing. You can get Lyme disease from mosquitoes. So this is something that's contrary. There's a wonderful website on Lyme disease called LymeResource.com. Some guy in Georgia represents a doctor in Holland, and they make a whole group of products, and the results are absolutely amazing.
So,
and they're in Gainesville, Georgia, and they give you all the information on that site, LymeResource.com.
So let's talk just a minute about nutrition. Where does someone want to start so they can?
Well, you got to eat real food. The problem is that when you have barcodes on the food box, you're not eating real food, generally. I don't know what the exceptions are, but you got to eat lots of veggies. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, to eat organic. And let me tell you why. And let me give you an example. In this country today, we're being starved to death and we're being poisoned. That's why we have so much cancer, asthma, arthritis. We all know family members, and everybody has a problem.
Yeah.
It wasn't always like that, because our food supply is denuded of nutrients, and that's why organic food is so vital.
What do you think about genetically modified seeds?
I'm going to give you a little story about the use of organic food. Dr. Lai in the University of Washington, Seattle, did a study. He took a bunch of kids around 8 years old, and he did a body burden. That means he found out through certain blood, urine, saliva tests, hair tests, that these kids all had toxins and poisons in their body. Pesticides, herbicides, fire retardants, and all that stuff. And his theory was, if we feed these kids organic food, that we can clean up these toxins. And so this University of Washington bought the food, delivered it to the homes, and the children were fed organic food for a period of 3 months. At the end of the 3 months, they did another study on the body burden, and it was down to zero or zero, the amount of poisons and toxins in their bodies, in their little bodies. Can you imagine that? That's how important it is to go to the farmers markets and buy organic food, or the Whole Foods and other super stores that sell organic. Yes, it's more expensive, but is it worth it? You know, how much is your life worth?
What about the genetically modified seed? Does that matter?
Yes, genetically modified food has never been examined by the Agriculture Department of the United States. I don't know of one test to prove that they're safe for humans. They're certainly not safe in animals. And yet, because of the greed of our political system, this melody lingers on. The agencies of our government are not protecting us as they were originally designated. They are protecting the industry that we're supposed to be protected from. Why? Because of the way our politics run. The heads of these agencies are political appointees, and they mask the truth. They have not done studies on the nutritional value of microwave food in this country. Now, there's a study in Switzerland that shows that microwave food destroys the enzymes and consequently it upsets the health of your immune system. It's a medical study that was done by testing cooked food, raw food, and microwave food. So it's important that you eat live food, that you don't use microwaves. A convection oven is the way to go if you want to do it faster. But microwaves, and by the way, microwaves are not very healthy. They leach the microwaves that we're supposed to be protected from. They do damage, you know. Now, here's a test that you can all do. Take your cell phone, leave it on, put your cell phone in the microwave and close the door. Don't turn on the microwave. Just close the door, because what we want to do is test to see what happens when we call your telephone from your hard line. I haven't seen a microwave where you couldn't call your phone locked in your microwave. It'll ring. Now, if it rings, those microwaves will escape, because if it can get in, it can get out. Mm-hmm. So it can be damaging to your health. And it's only one of the reasons why we have so many health conditions and problems, and kids with attention deficit and autism and asthma and arthritis and all these crazy, crazy things from grandpa to grandma to...
What is the importance of having enzymes? I mean, some people don't know what enzymes are.
Enzymes are things that make things happen. They activate, and they bring in the energy to the food. Enzymes are enzymes help you digest your food. They help other hormones to activate and to do the thing that you need to be healthy and vibrant. And if you don't have the right enzymes, you can't be healthy. And I did a book on that called The Enzyme Cure, and it's a wonderful book.
Is there any way you can get rid of toxic metals? Because I know that's got to be bad for you.
Toxic metals, what are toxic metals? Like mercury? Well, where did it come from? Well, anybody who has a silver filling has mercury. As much as 52% of the silver filling mm-hmm. is mercury, quicksilver. And boy, is that toxic. And why the dentists use it, I'll never know.
So what do you do?
Because it's one of the most toxic metals on earth. It comes from fish. The government tells pregnant women, don't eat tuna fish because it can affect the fetus. Well, if you want to detoxify, if a woman wants to detoxify, become pregnant, those poisons will leave her body and go into the embryo. And that's one of the reasons for autism.
Really?
These vaccinations. They have been using in the past. They've just stopped them some, but they've increased the aluminum. And we know for a fact, absolutely unequivocal, we have the research, that part of autism is heavy metals. Only part.
How do you get it out?
There are chelating agents. That means clawing or pulling them out of the body. And there's herbals that can do it. And there's amino acids, calcium items and various forms of amino acids. There you need a doctor. You can't do it on your own,
okay.
Because the whole trick is to detoxify. That's really important.
Now, I have another question back to depression that I just thought of. You were telling me earlier that certain amino acids that you need to take. And which ones would you take, or is that included in that doctor's supplement?
Well, I'm not a doctor, and I can't prescribe, nor would I, and they vary with the individual. That's why I sent you to my website, burtongoldberg.com. Click on depression questionnaire, and he will tell you which ones that you answer yes to. Things like GABA and taurine and phenylalanine and serotonin, these are neurotransmitters that are in our brain and through our body, and things we need. And if we're deficient, we have depression or addiction or attention deficit or so forth.
So we don't go to the store and just buy, or the health food store and buy a bottle of amino acids.
No, I wouldn't buy. I would buy from the doctor, Dr. Gant's source, because there's a huge difference between manufacturers of these products.
Okay.
People who assemble them, put them together, the quality can be as different as day and night.
Okay, now let's talk about your cancer video. That was pretty amazing. If somebody has some cancer going on in their body, what do they do?
Well, number one, no sugar. Now, that's pretty strange, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No sugar. That means no bread, no pasta. Why? Because that turns to sugar the minute you eat it.
Okay.
And no alcohol, no candy, no white sugar. And sugar is sugar is sugar. Of course, you can have some fruit because it's a different molecule. But, what you want to do is you want to make sure, well, my DVD, if anyone has cancer, or you know anyone with cancer, go to my website and see my cancer DVD. And if you'll get a taste on there. But you subscribe, I think it's $20 or $19.95, to take it down. And it also comes with a disc. It's an hour and a half, and it can save your life. We talk about testing and knowing which chemotherapy will work on your cancers. Because the way chemotherapy is done in this country is horrendous. Can you imagine? Your hair gets falling out, your teeth get bloody and loose, and you need to regurgitate, vomit. This is not the way you treat. This is no way to treat cancer. And our doctors use nutrition with chemo if they use chemo. But they'll use low-dose chemo. And they'll know, my doctors, the ones that I recommend, will know which chemo to use so you don't have those violent side effects. And most times the chemo fails. Oh, you may get a short, but it'll come back with vengeance. 1 year, 2 years, 6 months, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years. John Wayne, it came back after 10 years. And it killed him. So you can know what's floating around in your body. Micrometastasized. That's why that DVD is so important. Now, what I'm talking about is a different kind of science, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the same science as your oncologist practice. It's oncology, and I learned this in Germany, and I have doctors doing it in this country and in Mexico who are incredible.
Like pancreatic.
Even end-stage cancers are reversible. People are told to go home and there's nothing more we can do. Don't believe them. There's lots you can do. That's why that DVD is so important to see.
And it'll even treat things like pancreatic cancer that goes wild?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, pancreatic is a tough one. Conventional medicine success rate there is nil, zero. Mm-hmm. But in integrative medicine, it's very possible. Nobody can give you guarantees. I don't want to give you false hope, but I want to give you positive hope. And I have seen it reversed.
What about
bladder cancer.
What about things like glioblastomas?
Glioblastoma, I have a system out of Las Vegas that is pretty astounding for glios and on certain topicals and stuff people take in. But you need a doctor, of course, and it is, you know, of course, in glio, there's points where you want to maybe remove the cancer. But before you do the surgery to remove it, you want to stop the blood supply to it. All cancers of the tumors like need blood supply. It's called angiogenesis. And you want to stop that blood supply, and you want to encapsulate it so when it comes out, it doesn't spread through the body. So that's called anti-angiogenesis. See, it's a whole different science. Conventional medicine doesn't know what I'm talking about, and they don't want to know. All they want to do is give you chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And you may need surgery, but it should be done differently.
What do you think about electromagnetic fields and MRIs and mammograms and things like that?
Well, mammograms cause cancer, Eva. Mammograms knowingly cause cancer. You say, well, how can that be? Well, let's look at this. When you go to the dentist and they're going to take an x-ray of your mouth, what do? They put a lead sheet over your sexual organs and then they run out of the room. Why are they running?
Yeah.
Because the x-ray kills and injures your cells. And when they reproduce aberrantly, differently, wrongly. And that's why this system of integrative medicine is so important.
Do you recommend thermograms?
Thermograms are testing for heat.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, thermograms and also ultrasound are, you know, and MRIs, are better ways than mammograms. I don't recommend mammograms to anyone because I've studied the amount of cancer coming off. And the more you do it, the more chances are you will have cancer. And by the way, 95% of females with breast cancer have a dental involvement.
Really?
Yep. What do you say? What does the teeth got to do? What's the teeth got to do with my cancer. Well, every organ and system in your body is connected to your teeth. And if they, for instance, they didn't pull out a root canal properly, or fix a root canal properly, mm-hmm. or a root canal goes bad, or a wisdom tooth wasn't pulled out properly, and you leave stuff in, it can cause infections, and that reverberates through the whole body, through the meridian system, which is the basis of Chinese acupuncture. I mean, what I'm talking about is something that conventional medicine totally ignores. And yet, my people all pay attention to this. Because if you don't want it to come back and you want to nail it, you've got to pay attention to dentistry. And my mentor was a Catholic priest in Germany, Dr. Scheidel. He says that as much as 50% in the reversal of cancer can be in the mouth. How's that?
That's amazing.
In the jaw, in the mouth, in the teeth, and electrolytic action between metals. Boat builders and roofers spend more time on the marriage of metals than do dentists.
What do you mean by that?
Say again?
What do you mean by the marriage of metals?
Well, in other words, you may have mercury, silver fillings, and you may have gold. And that's a marriage. They put them in the mouth.
Oh, I see.
But there's electrolytic action. It's like a battery.
So
and you're not aware of it.
What kind of, if we've got to have a filling, what should we have?
The best way to do fillings, and this is something you want to do for your children, I look for a laser dentist. And I've done this. My son, who is now 20, when he was 13, I took them into one of these biologic dentists. They're totally different because they know different things. Biologic dentists. And what they did is they took a laser. And, you know, there are many, many different kinds of lasers. Some to cut tissue, you know, gum tissue. Some to cut into teeth. There's all kinds of lasers. And a good dentist may have 6 or 7 or 8 different lasers. And laser, they'll go into the cavity. And what causes cavities? White flour and sugar. No question. You go to Africa where they don't have white flour and sugar, they have nice teeth. And they don't brush it.
Fluoride, what do you think about that?
Yeah. It's very, very important to pay attention to dentistry in almost all diseases, even arthritis. Dentistry plays an enormous role, and conventional dentists don't have a clue. That's how different this form of medicine is. That's why it's so important to educate yourself.
Should we fluoride our children's teeth?
Should we? What? I didn't hear that.
Use fluoride.
I didn't understand that. Boride.
Fluoride. Should we use fluoride? You know, should we allow the dentist to
put boric acid?
No, fluoride.
Oh, fluoride.
Uh-huh.
Fluoride is a disaster. There is no difference in fluoridated areas and non-fluoridated areas. As a matter of fact, let's take Toronto. Toronto fluoridates, British Columbia does not. British Columbia, they don't fluoridate. There are more cavities in Toronto. Newburgh, New York, and Kingston, New York. They're across from the river from each other, the Hudson River in New York. One fluoridates, the other one doesn't. No difference in cavities. There's no improvement. And fluoride, do you ever see kids with white spots on their teeth?
Yeah.
That's called fluoridosis. Well, let me give you an example. These white spots are caused by the fluoride. Now, don't listen to me. Listen to the CDC. You have a tube of toothpaste. You open it up and take a look at it, and you will see a warning. If your child swallows this, call the poison control. This is a warning on every tube of toothpaste. And people ignorantly. I mean, I don't use fluoride toothpaste. I use not, and you can buy them in health food stores, non-fluoridated toothpaste.
Let's talk. We've got about 15 minutes, and I want to make sure we cover your stem cells, CD, just a little bit.
Stem cells are available today, and I did a documentary on them by using umbilical cord. And when you do umbilical cord, you can't do it in this country. But you can do autologous, which means coming from your own bone marrow. And that's something I've done. I've done stem cells. I've done it in Germany, Czechoslovakia, Mexico. And in this country, I have not done it. But I've done it overseas. And we can do it in Tijuana, Mexico, take the people across the border, and they can get healthy stem cells there. Umbilical. But you got to know what you're doing. And so I have doctors featured in this. And, you know, whether you have things like stroke, we've had people who are blind that see again. Not everybody reacts the same. Not all cells are equal. So you really got to know and have faith in the people that are working with you. And but it is amazing, totally amazing.
I have two things I want you to talk about. I learned something on that DVD of yours, that it's important not to just use any stem cell, that if you use it from maybe a child that had some genetic problems, that would not be good, so you have to basically, I guess, use clean ones, so to speak. And also, I was shocked that people walked again and people, as you said, could see again. What all can it do for you?
Well, what happens is these cells, there's a whole system in using these cells and explained in the DVD. You have to, after the cells are given to the patient, and quite often the patient has to be detoxified before they use the cells, because detoxification allows that patient to use the cells more efficiently. But what happens, these cells go into your body and they regenerate your body. They regenerate your eyesight. They regenerate your heart. People with stroke, people with heart problems, it regenerates. And sometimes they have to put them in hypoxia, which is shortage of oxygen, to say to the cells, feed me, because the hypoxia affects the injured tissue. Mm-hmm. And we have kids with all kinds of learning disorders, from autism to cerebral palsy, who improve, who maybe they don't become 100%, but they improve. And I even help people with autistic children and get them better from autism.
That's amazing.
All of this is available to you today with knowledge. And that's what I do as a guide. I guide people. And that's why if the doctor tells you you have to live with it, don't believe him.
So basically your service is that if someone has something wrong with them, you don't treat, but you're a mediator, and you keep up with what's going on in the world and who's doing what.
I tell them where to go, who to do it, what to do, that I guide them, because there's no way they would know. You know, most of the doctors who practice alternative medicine get castigated by conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. They want you on the drugs. They don't care what happens. They want you on drugs.
Have you had
and that's
talk?
Why you go on television every 5 minutes. You have a drug ad. Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. And these drugs don't have side effects; they're effects.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 people died. 40,000 to 50,000 people died because they had knee pain. They took Vioxx.
Yeah.
40,000 to 50,000. That's more than we lost in all the wars. It's just unbelievable. In Vietnam. That's like Vietnam.
Does insurance cover any of this normally? Or do you?
I don't know. You have to talk to your doctors. You have to find somebody locally. You want to find a doctor, go into your health food store. They'll know.
And tell us again a little bit about how to contact you again. We just got a couple more minutes. And I want to
Phone number is 415-725. That's San Francisco. 725-3555. My website is burtongoldberg.com. That's burtongoldberg.com.
And what about cancer? I know that you know about testing for cancer that you may be predisposed.
If you want to know about testing for cancer, go on my website, burtongoldberg.com. Click on cancer blood test up on the top of the homepage. You'll be shunted over to a German site, and you'll read about it and believe it. If you have cancer, you just don't want to do regular chemotherapy. Usually, it's a waste of time. You want to use the kind that will work on you, and you don't know that until you do the DNA of that test. This laboratory in Germany will tell you which chemo will work on your tumor cells, on your cancer cells, and what's floating through the body on the metastasized cells. And that's what I do. I guide people on how to go about getting that test and which doctors to go, because you need a doctor who's amenable to use it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a doctor who's amenable to use it, it's a waste of time. Because the conventional doctors will not use it. They're prohibited. They got to use cookbook chemo. And chemo is really not perfect. It's not functioning as it should.
Do you know anything about pulse electromagnetic field treatment?
Say that again, please.
Pulse electromagnetics.
Electromagnetic energy. I have seen patients with multiple sclerosis clean up their multiple sclerosis in part by getting rid of dirty electricity in the house. People who are allergic to cell phones and cell towers. There are people who walk into stores and because of the lighting, I get dizzy. Sometimes the fluorescent lighting and the ballast. They're allergic to lighting, that kind of lighting. So electric is a double-edged sword. It's wonderful. We need it. But if it's dirty and it becomes dirty because of the appliances we use and the way our manufacturers don't shield us from it. So there are ways out of everything. And asthmatics. Multiple sclerosis patients, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. People on puffers from asthma clean up the electricity and that goes away. So I tell people where to buy the filters, how to buy them, where to put them, and what goes on. And which doctors to go to build your immune system. I mean, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, all of these things that conventional medicine doesn't have a clue on. Or the drugs eventually wear off by using natural substances can be reversed.
Let me ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were going to say that. People, I would like for you to broach this for a second. My doctor, I know that you can do neurotransmitter testing, but my doctor specifically said I don't believe it because it's not 100% accurate. But
your doctor hasn't seen my DVD.
I'm going to give them to him, believe it or not, but. I know that even if they're not 100%, they're probably 80 to 90, and that's a lot more accurate than walking into a doctor and him handing you a prescription when he has no idea.
Well, not only that, it can be 110%,
really?
Because you can get rid of it completely, and I've seen it. So, I mean, I have seen people totally reversed for depression. You don't have to live with it. You don't have to live with it. Educate yourself. Open up yourself and see if it resonates with you.
It's worthy to go and get those tests, though, right?
You want to be guided by a physician who understands this. That's the thing. You need a physician who can guide you in it.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? We've got about 5 more minutes that I don't know to ask you about.
Yes. I want to talk about the politics in this country.
Oh.
Until we have campaign reform, we're being poisoned by big pharma, big business, and so forth. And the agencies of the government are controlled by politicians. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The president of the United States makes the appointees, and these agencies like EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, who are totally against fluoride in our toothpaste, fluoride in our water supply, totally. Those are the scientists. But because of politics, it's in our water supply, and we're not told. And why don't the newspapers tell you this? Because they take money from the corporations and the big pharma and big chemical companies.
We have an election coming up. Do you know which candidate best supports alternative medicine?
Well, I would go to a candidate who supports. Take the government back from the corporations. Throw those guys out. That's what we got to do. We got to throw them out and put in people who are going to be honest, and put in people who run our government that care about us, the people, and get rid of the poisons on our air, food, and our water. Otherwise, folks, we're dead ducks. We're not going to live as long as our grandparents. That's what's happening.
Codex.
Codex is a international situation. They're trying to make you have to get prescriptions for vitamins and minerals. And they don't want you to have the amounts of vitamin and minerals. They still want you on drugs. It's a effort by the big pharma and big chemical industry to control the world, and they're going for it. And it's out of Europe, and we must stop it in this country.
Yeah, we're almost desperate. I mean, people better find it. I think citizens.org, Jim Turner, if you know him, has a website called citizens.org that will educate people about this.
I had dinner with Jim Turner this week.
Oh, did you really?
In San Francisco, yes. On an electric toxicity program. We had a private dinner.
Well, we better do something or we're going to be in some serious trouble.
I didn't hear that.
I said we better do something in a hurry because we're in serious trouble. And
yeah, we are. And so we have to vote for people who are going to bring us back to honest government.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to anyway. If we have to choose, this is hard, Democrat or Republican, or do you know which candidate that's out there now that would best support what we're trying to do?
Well, I like the Republican, but the fact that he wants to stay in Iraq blows him out of the water. Mm-hmm. And I think women should be able to choose their own body and do what they want. So he's out. Mm-hmm. It would be between Obama and Hillary, and I choose Obama because I think he resonates with where I'm at.
Okay.
We must change what we have.
Is he educated about alternative medicine? Do you know?
I don't know. None of them are. Until we get money out of politics. See, until we take away the need for money, we should publicly finance all campaigns. They do that in Arizona, and they do it in Maine, and it's working very well.
Yeah, I know it. Well, we've got
that's my personal feeling.
2 minutes left. Do you have anything to say about oxygen therapies or
hydrogen therapies? Oxygen therapies are extremely important. The fact that we castigate physicians who don't use ozone, that is a pity. I've used ozone for many years on myself. Hyperbaric oxygen for stroke patients. If you have a stroke, hyperbaric oxygen can get you back some of the movement, some of the things you've lost. Amazing. Amazing. These cells that you think are dead, they're not dead. They're sleeping. They're dormant. And they can be reactivated with hyperbaric. Those are the chambers that divers go in if they come up too fast and get the bends. It's amazing. I've been in them. I've been in the chamber. and you can reestablish people with stroke even 10 years later.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm not kidding you guys, ladies and gentlemen. If the doctor tells you you got to live with him, don't believe him.
What do you think about colonics?
I like colonics. I've had them over the years, and they help clean out the colon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, you're constipated. So you've got to have 2 to 3 a day, and boy, will it make a difference in your life.
And water. What do you think is a good amount of water?
Take your weight, convert it to ounces. Say you weigh 150 pounds. Mm-hmm. You need to do half your weight in ounces a day, 75 ounces of water a day.
Okay.
So
right.
Half your weight would be 75 pounds. Convert it to ounces, 75 ounces. So that's eight-ounce glass. You need 10 of them.
Ten
8-ounce glasses a day. We don't drink enough water. It makes our skin more beautiful. I don't look my age.
You
People
don't.
Me for 60, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm 81.
I was shocked when you said you were 81. Actually.
Yeah, and you see me on those. Those are current films. Those are current films, so that's what I look like. And I do all the things that I'm telling you to do. Anti-aging is my bag. I find it important. I mean, I want to have as much vitality as I can till the end.
I'm booked up for a long way in advance, but I'm going to rearrange my schedule, and I want you to come back as much as you can.
Good. Love to. Would love to come back whenever you want me, Eva.
And it's burtongoldberg.com, and you've got great DVDs. I've watched them. I saw them. They're worth every second of time that I sit in front of them. And do you want to put your phone number out there again, your email?
415-725-3555, and if I'm sleeping, the phone is off.
Thank you so much.
And if anybody needs help, I'll be glad to help. I guide them. I have a small fee, and if they can't afford it, we do it spiritually, free.
Thank you so much, Burton. And
God bless you, Eva, and everyone out there.
You too.